Okay, we're ready to resume. Everybody ready?
Yes.
It seems this Pali lesson has set off quite a storm of controversy.
We're discussing a woman's role in the monastery.
Okay. So now we're at reading passage number 5. Okay, so you repeat after me. Attako
Attako
Raja Pasenadi Kosalo
Raja Pasenadi Kosalo
Yena Bhagava Ten Upasankami
Yena Bhagava Ten Upasankami
Upasankamitva
Upasankamitva
Bhagavantam Abhivadetva
Bhagavantam Abhivadetva
Ekamantam Nisidi
Ekamantam Nisidi.
Okay, so this is just a standard opening. So then King Pasenadi, the Kosalan, approached the Blessed One. He went to the Blessed One. And having approached, he bowed down to the Blessed One and sat down to one side. Okay, then. Attako anyataro puriso
Attako anyataro puriso
Yena raja pasenadi kosalo
Yena raja pasenadi kosalo
Chain upasankami
Chain upasankami.
Okay, then a certain man approached King Pasenadi the Kosalan. So this would be like one of the servants of King Pasenadi. Then Upasankamitva
Upasankamitva
Ranyo Pasenadi Kosalasa
Ranyo Pasenadi Kosalasa
Upakanake Arochesi
Upakanake Arochesi.
Okay, now the verb Arochesi means to inform or to report. Actually, this is the aorist. Arocheti is the normal present tense. So, but this is the aorist. He reported. Then upakanaka means in the air, ear. You know, like whispering into the ear. I see the glossary gives secretly. It's not necessarily secretly, but it means sort of kana means the ear. So upakana is in the ear. So he comes up and King Pasenadi is sitting near the Buddha. So the man comes and he whispers something into the ear of King Pasenadi. And what does he whisper? Malika Deva Devi
Malika Deva Devi
Ditarang Vijatati
Ditarang Vijatati.
Okay, Malika was the name of King Pasenadi's chief queen. And the chief queen is called Devi. Devi literally is a goddess, but it's the way of speaking. So it takes on the meaning of queen. So Queen Malika, then the Deva here, what is Deva here?
King Lord.
Yeah, Deva, it's the vocative. Literally, it's, oh God, but it's used to address a king. So, maybe you could say Your Majesty. So, Your Majesty, the Queen Malika, Vijata, means that she's given birth. And to whom has she given birth? Ditarang, a daughter. So Queen Malika, O king, has given birth to a daughter. Evang Vute. Raja Pasenadi Kosalo.
Raja Pasenadi Kosalo.
Sukito Sumana Jato Ahosi.
Anatamano Ahosi.
Why?
It's very hot weather.
It should be Sukito was happy. Sumano, joyful. No, but it's Anatamano. He was displeased. He was upset. Yeah. So Evang Vute, that is the locket of absolute, when such was said, King Pasenadi, the Kosalan, was upset or displeased. And Attako, you recite Attako, Bhagava, Rajanang Pasenadi Kosalang,
Rajanang Pasenadi Kosalang,
Anatta Manatang Viditva,
Anatta Manatang Viditva,
Tayang Velayang,
Tayang Velayang,
Ima Gatayo Abasi,
Ima Gatayo Abasi.
So Attako, then the Blessed One, the Buddha, then we go to the gerund, viditva, having understood. Could this be correct? Let me just, something seems wrong grammatically, let me just. Okay. Rajanang Pasenadi Kosalang, this is the accusative singular, King Pasenadi the Kosalan, then Anatta Manatang means the displeasure, the upsetness. But it seems to me it should be Runyo Pasenadi Kosalasa, having known the displeasure of King Pasenadi Kosala. Let me just check what the Burmese text is. No, this has a two. I have to admit, I'm not stumped by the grammar. But anyway, I know the meaning of the words. Okay, so then the Blessed One, having understood King Pasenadi, the Kosalan, to be upset, we could say, to be displeased, Tayang Velayang, it means at that time, on that occasion, this is a locative singular. Ima Gatayo, these verses of Basi, he spoke. And these are the verses Okay. Iti pihi eka chiya.
Iti pihi eka chiya.
Seya posa janadipa.
Seya posa janadipa.
Medhavini silavati.
Medhavini silavati.
Sasu deva patibhata.
Sasu deva patibhata.
Okay, so the meaning is a kach. I think we have to take it a kachiya as one word, which means a certain or a single iti, a woman, or simply a woman. Then seya, better. Then I think I would read, yeah, posa is a better reading. Better than a man. Posa is a sort of compressed form of purisa in order to fit the meter. So we go from purisa, posa. Then janadipa, this is a vocative meaning lord of the people. It's just an address for a king. So jana is the people, and adipa is the lord or ruler. So, O ruler of the people, some women, yeah, maybe take this as indicating some. Some women may be better than a man, O ruler of the people. Medhavini, this means intelligent or wise. And silavati means virtuous, of good behavior. Sasudeva means that she treats, it's a very compressed expression, that she treats her the commentary explains it, sasura devata, that she treats her father-in-law and mother-in-law, her in-laws, as deities. In other words, she's extremely respectful to her parents-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law. And patibhata means that she is one who serves her husband. It's from pati, husband, plus vrata is duty. So one who does her duty to her husband is, you could say, dutiful to her husband. Okay, so some women may be better than a man, O ruler of the people. She may be intelligent and virtuous and respectful to her in-laws and dutiful to her husband. Then the next verse. Tasayo jayati poso.
Tasayo jayati poso.
Suro hoti disampati.
Suro hoti disampati.
Tadiso subarya puto.
Tadiso subarya puto.
Rajam Pianu Sasati.
Rajam Pianu Sasati.
You know, it seems to be saying, on the one hand, that the woman might be better than a man, but on the other, it's praising the woman because of what she does to men. So here we have yo poso, tasa yo jayati poso. So here, the man who is born from her, in other words, the man that she gives birth to, suro hoti, becomes a hero. Disampati, this is evocative, again addressing the king. Disang means the country. Literally, it's the region, but it means the country. Pati is Lord. Actually, it could be taken in two ways. It could be taken that the man who is born from her becomes a hero, a ruler of the country, or Disampati could also be evocative, addressed to King Pasenadi. He becomes the man who is born from her, becomes a hero, O Lord of the country. So it can be taken either way. Then, tadiso subarya puto. So tadiso means such a one, and it goes with puto, the son. Subarya means of a good wife. So, such a son of a good wife, Rajampi Anusasati. Anusasati means rules. Rajang is the kingdom, and Pi is also, or even. So, putting it all together, the man who is born from her becomes a hero, a ruler, a lord of the country. Such a son of this good wife even rules the kingdom. So it still shows, I have to say, it's, you know, not in any way completely egalitarian. The sort of greatness, the reason why the woman might be better than the man. Okay, the woman might be better than the man, but the great virtue of the woman, the wife of the daughter of the king, is that she gives birth to a man who might become the king ruling the country.
She's just the womb. An incubator.
Well, anyway, we're here to study Buddha, the Pali grammar, not to deal with ancient Indian sociology.
How did that help? I mean, he had a daughter. How was this helpful for them to hear?
Because she could give birth to more kids.
How is it helpful for the king?
Like, he heard, here comes this daughter, and then you hear this verse, like, how wonderful if you had a son, like if there was a boy.
No, it's not saying that it would be wonderful if you had a son, but the daughter, when she grows up, she can give birth to a male who will become a hero in battle, maybe, and can become the ruler of the country. You know, so the lineage from King Pasenadi will still be maintained. So even if King Pasenadi, well, he did have a son through another woman, one of his consorts, not the chief queen. I guess he didn't have a son through Malika, because the crown prince was Vidudaba, who was born of a secondary queen, not the chief queen, Malika. And Vidudaba overthrew King Basenadi, usurped the throne. He was impatient for King Basenadi to die, so he was so ambitious that he overthrew King Basenadi. And then Vidudaba led an attack against the Sakyan people, you know, the Buddha's own relatives, and he massacred all or most of the Sakyans. Because his mother, according to the story, King Pasenadi wanted to marry a Sakyan woman, but the Sakyans were very proud people, and so they didn't send a real Sakyan princess, but they sent a servant girl deceiving King Pasenadi, telling him that this is a Sakyan princess. And then from that union, the boy Vidudaba was born, who became the crown prince. And when Vidudaba found out that his father was deceived and that his mother was actually a servant of the Sakyans, he became furious with anger and decided he would take his revenge against the Sakyans. And so he launched a campaign against them. The Buddha tried to stop him three times, and I think two times he turned around and went back, but the third time he continued with the campaign, and then he massacred the Sakyans. And then that was pretty much the fall of the Sakyan people. So that takes us to the end of the chapter. Any questions about the verse?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
First one is simple. Seiya kosa.
Yeah.
You said maybe better
than
men.
A man.
A kosa is men.
Yeah.
Where is the meaning of maybe better? Maybe better.
Yeah, because this is verse. So the verb that means to be is omitted. So just the word seya means better.
Better than?
Better than. So there is no verb here, but it's just implied by seya, maybe better.
Okay. Next one is, could you please explain more grammatically in detail? Tassa yo jayati koso?
Yeah. Okay. Yo, of course, goes with poso. And poso is puriso, man. Jayati is born. So the man who is born, tasa would be the ablative pronoun from her. So the man born from her. See? Yo poso, the man who is born from her. Suro hoti is a hero.
Then Jayati is it's passive, is it born?
Yeah, yeah. It's always passive. Is born. Then the word disampati, as I explained, can be taken in either way, either as referring to the son who becomes disang, the region, pati, lord, the lord of the region, or it can be taken as a direct vocative address to the king. O Lord of the region, O ruler of the country. It's not an easy verse, I have to say, for introduction to Pali. Any other question?
Auntie, I have 3 questions.
Wow. Okay, go.
The first one is about Ditarang Vijata. Is that Vijata the past participle of Vijayati, or it's an agent noun?
It's a past participle, but it seems to be functioning here with an active sense. Okay, so the queen has given birth to a daughter. Yeah, so that is the sense. I would have expected an aorist verb, Malika Devi Ditarang Vijayi, I would have expected. But it uses the past participle, a little bit strange. Go on. Next question.
So it cannot be an agent noun. Is it possible it's an agent noun?
No, I don't think so. No.
The second question is imajatayo accusative or instrumental?
Is what?
Imagatayo.
Oh, I see. Oh, imagatayo abasi. Then, is it accusative, you said?
Is it accusative or instrumental?
No, it's accusative plural. He spoke these verses.
Thank you. And the third one, the last one is, you just explained Patipata is Pati plus what? I didn't hear it clearly.
It's Pati, which means husband, plus there's a word Vata, which means duty or observance. But vata in Pali is Sanskrit vrata. And so in Pali, when pati and vata combine, that VR sound turns into the double B, pati bhatta. Just like sila plus vata gives sila bhatta, virtuous behavior and observances. Okay, any other question?
I'm sorry. So the connotation has nothing to do with like fidelity in marriage?
That might be included, but I think the idea is that she does her duties to her husband. I think being faithful would be one of the duties, but cooking and house cleaning and managing, Well, of course, the princess doesn't have to do the cooking and house cleaning herself, but she would manage the cooks and the house cleaners, oversee their work.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll end for the day. And now we have one lesson left, and we've come on a long journey. Excuse me?
Your definition of hump. You said we got over the hump a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it seemed this hump is forever.
There are little foothills. Oh, these are some very interesting passages. Wow, quite a lot of reading passages. But the grammar, you see, the grammar, these are, some of them are just so rare forms that come in lesson 12. So we've gotten familiar with all of the common forms already. Okay, so we end with three half bows to the Buddha. Oh. Okay. One. Two. Three.
By respect to the Bhante. Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you,
Bhante.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay.
Thank you, Bhante.